seeds I sow. Someone warned them from below till the rain come tumbling down.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and across from me, as usual, is our host, Shar Shar. How does your garden grow?
It's growing beautifully, but can I say this? It's getting quieter out there. There's not as many songbirds in my backyard. I'm so sad.
I've noticed that, too. I've even got one little hummingbird left, and she is also very upset at me right now because I have a couple of arrangements. I've stuck some little filler flowers now that things aren't blooming quite so profusely. I've taken a few very real-looking artificial flowers and put them up, and she is very upset with me because she visits them every day, not realizing there's no nectar
She's
for her.
She's not going to get a drop.
And I think she gives me the stink eye through the kitchen window.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Things are definitely quieter in the garden.
Yes.
This time of year.
Well, we're going to talk about seeds today, seed saving. And before we get into seed saving, I am going to talk to anybody who has an internet in their home about a site I found to put those seeds we've saved into. And they are printable seed packets. They are the sweetest thing when completed or done. They are about 2.5 by 4 inches. They don't have any see-through plastic in them, obviously. But if you have paper that's just a little bit heavier than, say, copy paper, like cardstock or any kind of paper that would not jam up your home inkjet printer or something. But it is so slick. They are printable. You cut them out. You score along the folded line, and you just glue the seams, and then you pop your seeds inside when they're completely dry. There's places to write the name on the front, and on the back, some planting directions. And what a nice gift idea that would be, a stocking stuffer.
They look really nice, and we're going to put a link to that website on our Facebook page at KDWA, and you can print one out for yourself. They look wonderful, and again, the biggest thing is they're made out of paper. I have found myself, unfortunately, reaching for those plastic Ziploc bags to store this and that, and they don't do well in plastic because the moisture can't escape. So this is a great way, and those look wonderful.
Can I say the website name? It is myfrugalhome.com. Check that out, myfrugalhome.com. So seed saving, we're getting into that time of year, Kelly, when things start to ripen, mature. You'll see that they form their eventual seed on some of them. And what better way to collect some of these that you want to keep from year to year if they are of the nature that you can do that? And we'll talk about some of the examples that make the best seed saving. But I want to talk a little bit about seed saving itself. We talked a little bit about plastic bags, yes, but I use the plastic bag with the zipper, sliding zipper tab, just in the collection process,
right,
only because you don't want them to blow away. Remember, some of these seeds are quite tiny. poppy seeds are like, the head of a pin, practically, the annual poppy seeds. But anyhow, the zipper tab on a bag works great in the initial collection stage, and they won't blow away that way, and you can close them up and go on to the next item that you want to save. The one thing you have to remember, seeds have to be completely dry no matter what you store them in. So in order to do that, once you've collected whatever you're going to save for next year, you want to put them indoors, like maybe a table in a basement. You can do all this. You want to use something that they can dry in, something with rims preferably on the side, like an old pie plate or a retired cake pan.
I use an old cookie sheet, and the ones that don't look so nice anymore, I've devoted some of those to that, and those work really great. You can get a lot of different. You can also section them off and make sure that you don't get your seeds together.
Right. That works good, too. Sometimes the rim on the edge helps to keep keep them from rolling away if they're perfectly round. and then they need to be completely dry before you store them in whatever you're going to put them in, whether it's these little printable seed packets or an envelope. Sometimes a smaller manila envelope works good. Like Kelly said, the plastic bag's not ideal for the permanent storages because moisture can sneak in there, and what you'll get is mold, and that's the last thing that will work, is to get moldy seeds going. So, and remember to, once they are dried and you put them in the bag you want to put them in, mark them, label them to know what you've got, because you may have forgotten what they look like, you know, come next spring.
Especially the year. I've found some seeds and that I meant to plant.
Yes, the year is so important. Granted, there's a few seeds that may work from year, you know, a couple years down the road, but they do lose their viability with each passing year, just like store-bought seeds. They lose their viability from year to year as well. So let's talk a little bit about examples of plants that have good seeds that you can pick and that will work for reseeding next year, next spring. Marigolds are perfect. Zinnias also. Sunflowers, that's an excellent thing. Now there, the thicker the seed, like a sunflower, they really have to be super dry because of the thickness of their seed.
Do you ever recommend putting those seeds in a very, very low oven or not?
I haven't tried it. I haven't looked into that. I can find out to see if there is any harm in that. Or maybe an oven that's just shut down that's quite, you know, low temperature. Make sure the heat is off and maybe it's just warmed. Mm-hmm. That might take some moisture out too.
Yeah, because you don't want to kill the germ inside that seed.
No. Bachelor button seed is wonderful also. The flower only lasts a couple of days and they already are starting into the process of maturing and ripening. Like I said before, annual poppies. I'm not talking about the perennial kind now, but the annual poppies, their seeds, wonderful. All you have to do is take a seed head and shake it upside down. But they are so tiny. They are literally like the
it looks like pepper.
Yeah, it does. It looks like pepper, exactly. Well, you think of the muffins, poppy seed muffins, you know how little they are. Another good one is aquilegia, or also known as columbines. They have also a very tiny seed. But again, they have all their seeds in their seed head. All you have to do is, if you have that slider bag I was telling you about, put that whole head inside the slider bag and give it a little shake, and out comes all their seed heads or seeds from the seed head. And I believe they're just about as tiny as a poppy, if I recall correctly. Now, I've had good luck with a type of plant. It's in the family of what they call the flowering tobacco or Nicotiana, only this variety is called Only the Lonely. It gets to be like 2 or 3 feet tall. It has long white drooping flowers, very beautiful. It undulates in the moving air. It's just wonderful as a plant. And it too has those tiny, tiny seeds. And I don't know if the regular Nicotiana plant has that kind of seed. I don't know about that. But Only the Lonely, it's just a remarkable plant, perfect for a back border in your flower garden. So really nice there. I'm going to go on to perennial seeds now, and there's quite a few that have their own seeds as well. I have one here from my white domesticated milkweed plant. The thing about milkweeds, if you have, now I'm not talking about the ditch milkweed now, but if you do have a milkweed plant in your backyard or your flower garden, you want to get them before they pop open. You want to have them a little riper than what I have in front of me now, which is quite green. You want to let them get to that tan stage, but before they pop. And a word of caution, too, they do reseed freely. So I actually have some that volunteered to the point where I'm going to have to yank them out where they shouldn't be. But do pick them when they're past the green stage of their pods, and then make sure you collect them before they pop open. So that's another thing to remember. They actually burst open is what happens. One morning you'll come out and boom, they're open. Another thing that has seeds, but it's a little tricky as far as the re-blooming process. it isn't going to be quite what you hoped for maybe, is peony seeds. When they get done blooming, you'll see some of them have, depending on how much they've been hybridized, they'll have a pod. And inside that pod can be like maybe a couple of seeds. I forget how many exactly the maximum can be, but there'll be a round-shaped seed inside of these pods when the peony blossom is long gone. Now, you can plant them immediately, or you can put them in the refrigerator and start them like with the spring cycle. The only thing about it is you won't get exactly what the mother plant might be like. It'll be a variation. The only way you can get a true likeness of the mother plant is by a division or a cutting in some cases, maybe not with peonies so much, but a division of the plant. That would be your true clone of that particular peony plant.
So the success in that lies with providing them a pseudo winter.
Exactly. The coolness of the refrigeration over winter, or if you're going to do it just before the frost, you can pop it in the ground, keeping sure you remember where you put that little seed. It's about the size of a small marble, is about the size, not any bigger than that.
Same way with those Gloria de Oro lilies.
Yes, they
and
have.
I collected those, and I forgot to take them out of my refrigerator in the spring, and I found them, unfortunately, and they were still, this is my bad, still in their plastic bag.
Oh,
so they
okay.
did not germinate, and they did not work. I spent all that time saving those seeds, and I collected them dutifully last fall, and then I forgot about them because they got pushed back, kind of like leftovers.
Are you going to try it again this
I
fall?
Will try it, and
all
I'll do
right.
it right.
All right, Kelly. So just remember, if you're trying to duplicate back to the peony, if you're trying to duplicate it, it isn't going to turn out exactly like you hoped. So another thing I want to tell you a little bit about, it's a personal experience of mine, houseplant reseeding. Now, this is surprising, but I never saw it happen. I have a euphorbia plant. A crown of, also known as the crown of thorns plant. The old original had the smaller coral flowers, and of course it's got the spines and everything. One year, several years back now, I found a little seedling in the base of the dirt right around the base of the plant. And I dug it out, put it in a pot. I now have a foot and a half tall young plant from that. It blooms, it looks exactly like its mother, and lo and behold, this summer too, I found three more from that original mama crown of thorns plant. So I have babies again.
Are they coming up from the soil, Char?
No.
Or are they dropping from seed?
A drop from a seed.
Okay, so there's different ways of propagation.
Yes, I never get to see the seed head. I have missed it each of these two times now. But the one that is a foot and a half in the house, it reblooms wonderfully well. So I'm just so pleased with the fact that I've got more babies now, and I've got to get them into bigger pots. One other houseplant that reseeds itself and more true to form is the African violet. Not so much the newer hybridized colors, maybe your old original purples. I have a small pink, kind of a bell-shaped flower that forms a seed pod also. It has to dry out before it can be harvested. I have not tried doing that. My Uncle Bill used to do that when he was in his last few years, when he was more handicapped and couldn't get around so easily. To keep himself occupied, he propagated African violet babies. So kudos to my late Uncle Bill for doing that. Patience is a virtue in that. And those seeds are even tinier than the poppy seeds. They are so tiny. That is on my to-do list one of these years, because every now and again, that pink kind of bell-shaped African violet of mine will set out, a little pod, just one in a great while, it'll do that. So I'm bound determined to try that as well, Kelly. So there's a multitude of things that you can look for in your garden. There's things that I probably haven't mentioned that have seeds that I haven't tried in my own experience. I've done it with marigolds and zinnias and, of course, sunflowers. And they will come back just really well, true to form, to the mother plant. So give it a try, and you'll, you know, if your budget is limited and you want to, or if you have a particular kind of, say, marigold, I tried flamenco this year, and I'm going to let some go ripe and save them, the flamenco marigold. So if there's a variety of plant that you have that you think, well, maybe I won't be able to get that next spring or whatever, you know, so give it a try, and you never know what you can find. Now, Kelly has mentioned she's going to try the Gloria d'Oro again. So
I am. I'm going to do it correctly this time. I'd also like to give a little bit of mention of a resource that both Shara and I are aware of. And if any of you have the Grandpa Ott Morning Glories in your yard, I planted some because I have a neighbor. And if some of you know the Otts, they are actually direct relatives of Grandpa Ott. And the story of that and their seed saver business in Decorah, Iowa is very famous. In fact, President Obama actually visited there. That's one of their claims to fame. They have a wonderful, wonderful resource down there. And they took some seeds that had been brought over in the 1800s in a mason jar that was unearthed from Grandpa Ott's fruit cellar. They brought them over here, realized what they had, which were heritage seeds. Some people are very into heritage seeds, by the way. And they began a business that is thriving now. You can find them online. They are the quintessential seed savers, and they do amazing work with all different types of seeds. Some people think of heritage plants as just being a heritage tomato or this and that. There are so many different seeds. And those seeds were very, very old when they brought them over. They were actually going to discard them. It was when the house was being cleared out. They came across, I believe it was 6 mason jars that had seeds from what they say the old country, from Bavaria. And so some of you know that story, and I'm just so pleased to have a local connection to that wonderful, wonderful resource. So you can find seeds almost everywhere you go. The main thing, and we're going to put that resource of the seed packets, make sure you keep them in paper once you decide to seed them. I thought about so many different things that we can save, and I'm going to go out and look in my garden today and see if there's anything else that
there
I want to make sure I have extra ones from. And the nice thing about seeds is that you don't have to take very much room to save them. It's not like saving a potted plant where you have to find a window and keep them over the winter. So I think that's one of the biggest benefits to seed savers. And it's so frugal as well.
Right. You got it.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this seed saving version of In the Garden, heard only on KDWA. Thanks so much, Char.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening thanks to these fine sponsors.